Okay.
More of a Shemesh Parshas told us on the page Samach Zion.
Okay, Ve'ele Toldos V'chulu V'gaymer V'Avram Holi Les Yitzchak. These are the Toldos of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. Very strange pasuk. These are the Toldos. Again, we're about to introduce. Rashi says, he quotes it here, Perish Rashi, who are the Toldos of Yitzchak, the son of Avram? Who are Yitzchak's Toldos? Yaakov and Esav ha'amurim b'parsha. Yeah, and also a strange Rashi. I need Rashi to tell me this week's parsha, we're going to learn about Yaakov and Esav. What did I think Toldos meant? I thought Toldos meant something else. But even the Pasuk itself, forget the Rashi for a second, the Pasuk itself is very strange. Eile Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holid es Yitzchak. These are the toldos, these are the children, the generations, the descendants, however you want to translate the word toldos, the children, the kids, of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Well, you just told me Yitzchak is ben Avram. Of course Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. What does that mean? Hine yesh lahavin mai boi Rashi bezeh pshita, zil kare beiravhu. What does Rashi want with this? Rashi is telling us, oh, in case you want to know, you know, sneak peek, who are the toldos of Yitzchak? It's going to be Yaakov and Esav, who are discussed in our parsha. Shkoyach. Zil kare beirav, who means zil, means go. Zil, go. Kare, learn. Beirav, and yeshiva. Go to yeshiva. Read the chumash. What do you want? I need Rashi to tell me. You know, sneak peek. Coming attractions. Yaakov and Esav ha'amurim b'parsha. Those are the toldos of Yitzchak. Everyone knows that. The Rashi is al Ramas the Davar Chachma. Rashi is obviously hinting to something deep. Ki kol dvarav b'ruach hakodesh, because everything Rashi says is with ruach hakodesh. That's a powerful line. Right? Rashi is not merely a commentary. Rashi is not just a collector of mafarshim. Rashi was guided with ruach hakodesh to write what he needed to write, and therefore we need to understand what's Rashi adding here. Od yesh lahavin lama li Avram holidas Yitzchak. Furthermore, why do we need Avram gave birth to Yitzchak if you just said a second before, Hakfar Ksiv Yitzchak ben Avraham? Ayin Bepirish Rashi, Umefarshim Alzeh Terutzim, and of course many answers given, but we'll try to explore on a deeper level what's happening in this pasuk. V'nira da'inyin hukach. So, Chava, let's learn about the various steps or stages one grows in Avodas Hashem. Ki yadua she Yitzchak avinu Avodas Hashem b'yira. The midah of Yitzchak is pachad or gvura or yira. Avraham's midah is chesed, or sometimes called ahava. Avraham is ahava. What about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is the mix. Yaakov Avinu alav shalom ba'ava uva yira. Yaakov Avinu is the blend of the ahava, the chesed of Avraham, the yira, the gvura, the pachad of Yitzchak. Yaakov is the blend. Vine Avram avod rak ba'ava. Avram Avinu, the first one to really lead our people to awareness of Hashem, was all about the ahava. Ki echad haya Avram adam ha'gadol. Because Avram... I didn't understand this until just now. Totally didn't chat. Now I know why he's quoting. He's not just quoting this pasuk. Echad haya Avram is a pasuk in Yechezkel. And Avram is called also, in Nach, he's referred to as the adam ha'gadol. But he's actually hinting to something very, very deep here. He's saying, why was Avram's midah ava? Pashup Shad, he's saying, because Avram was one of a kind, Avram was so great. And he's about to explain to us that we can't just be ava Jews, because ava can become perverted. We need a foundation of Yiras Hashem and Yiras Shamayim. We need a Yira to precede an ahava. So then why is Avram the first Jew? Why is his midah ava? He seems to introduce us to Ava. And the answer is because Echad Haya Avram. Avram was one of a kind. Avram is unique. Maybe he could jump straight to a level called Avas Hashem. For us regular folk, we can't do that. But why is he quoting this pasuk? Why is he quoting this phrase, Echad Haya Avram Adam HaGadol? What he's hinting to is the fact that, what's the gematria of Ava? 13. What's the gematria of Echad? 13. So when the Navi Yechezkel says, Echad Haya Avraham, who's one of a kind, right, Echad is actually Gematria Ava. More than that, Avram is called a Gadol. What does that mean, Gadol? What does it mean, Gadol? Anu B'Koach, next words?
Gedulas Yemincha. What do we know about the Yemin? Yemin corresponds to Chesed. Right? So Gedula, Gadol, is also a code word for what? For Chesed or Ava. Right? That's why we say Lacha Hashem Ha Gedula Ha Gevura. Gedula and Gevura, I thought it was Chesed and Gevura. What's Gedula and Gevura? Gedula, Gadol is a code word for Ava. So that's why he's quoting this pasuk. He's not just saying Avram was so great, so he could therefore go straight to the level of. He's saying, Echad haya Avram. Avram's whole mahus was Echad. Echad's gematria Ava. And he's Adam Agadol. His whole mahus is Chesed. So he can go. Avram Avinu can go straight to a madriga called Ava Sashem or Chesed. He's able to go right through that. Aval be'emes shar b'nei Adam tzricha mitchila la'avodas Hashem Yisbarach b'yira tata. But for other people, if you're just going to be a loving Jew, you're never going to keep halacha. If you're like kulo Ava, you'll have no Yiras Hashem, no Yiras Shemayim. You'll never be able to say no to your Yitzhara about anything. Yira is self-control. And therefore, for regular people, we need to start with the foundation of Yira Tata, lower level Yira. Hainu, that is to say, Yira Sa'onesh. Yira Sa'onesh. Let's start with some basic truths. If you eat Chametz on Pesach, you get Karis. If you sleep with an Isha Nida, you get Karis. If you're Mechal Shabbos, intentionally, if there's witnesses, you're chayv skila. Right, we have to realize that there's accountability. There's real stuff. Right, there's real ownership. So on the basic level, which again, unfortunately, many of us we hardly have. It's so sad. We hardly tremble at the thought of doing an avera. Like, oh, I made an avera. Okay, oops, I made a mistake. You know, Hashem will forgive me. Hashem loves me. That's all true. But there's a baseline of what? Of schar v'onesh. There's accountability. It's not a free for all. You have to be very careful. Right, so the foundation, it starts with Yira Tata, with lower level Yira. Yira Sa'onesh, there's accountability. Chil Shabbos matters. Lashon Hara matters. Not making a bracha when you eat food matters. It's called stealing from Hashem. These things matter. And then afterwards, V'achar kach yachol lavo la'ava. And then, right, then you can come to Ava. Again, just think about it in a human relationship. I can tell my wife I love her all day long, but if I don't have Yira, in other words, if I don't have a foundation of commitment in the marriage, so all that talk of love doesn't mean anything. Take out the garbage. Do the dishes. You know, help out. The Yira, the fundamentals. And then we can get to the lovey-dovey stuff. You know, Yira Sa'onesh. There has to be basic accountability as a baseline. Right? So once a person has Yira Sa'onesh, then a person comes to a madriga called Ava. But what happens after Ava? Is there something even higher than Ava? Perhaps. Ava yavo liyira ila. After Ava, a person comes to what? To what we call higher level yira, which is what? Not fear, but what? Awe. This deep awe and respect for Hashem. Shehu yiras haromamus. A deep awe and respect. Because when you love someone in a real way, again, it starts off with a commitment, a sense of yiras haonesh, a sense of accountability. I make a commitment to a person. And then I come to what? Then my love, my expressions of love are meaningful. But as I draw close to Hashem, right, the more I love Hashem and I get close to Hashem, and now I'm worthy of getting a sort of an inside glimpse on who Hashem is, I'm so wow. The more I get to know Hashem, the more I'm wowed by Hashem. And that's this lofty level called Yiras Haromus. Yeah. Right, so there could also be, right, there's a level of lower level Ava and higher level Ava. Right? And the truth is, again, the point is that there's like this never-ending cycle, in theory, right, of going from Yira to Ava, to Yira to Ava, to, right? So there's, but that cycle is exactly what he wants to say. That's exactly what he wants to get to. Right, so we come to this higher level called Yira Ilash, or Yira Saromus, ki im yaschu ba'ava, because again, for regular people like ourselves, if we're just going to be pure, loving, you know, God lovers, right? We like mitzvahs asay, but we don't know how to stop doing mitzvahs los asay. We don't know how to avoid the prohibitions. Yuchal avo l'kama michsholos m'pnei Yitzhara. The Yitzhara could exploit that. The Yitzhara could take your perceived love of Hashem or Hashem's perceived love of you, and the Yitzhara could exploit that, can pervert that. You know that chesed in the Torah doesn't only mean performing acts of kindness. How is the word chesed used in Chumash Vayikra? Arayos. Arayos. Abominable, sexually perverse acts that the Torah forbids. The Torah calls it chesed.
The Torah says, don't be intimate with your sister, because it's chesed. Not when it's chesed. It means it's a perversion of ahava. It's misplaced love. So therefore, if a person has ahava in the wrong way, so it could lead to all sorts of terrible tricks and stumbling at the hands of the Yetzirah. Shurevnei shiyeh besimcha, because I'm such a freilich guy, that what? Yavo lidei gaiva, lidei schok v'holos. I become a little bit overly self-confident, because everything is, you know, it's all good, in a way that's superficial. And it leads to a certain what? A certain schok, levity, and foolishness, and not taking life seriously, because everything is all lovey-dovey. Right? Like a hippie, you know? You're a hippie with your little peace mobile. You know, it has a place, but it has to be grounded in something. Love is a good thing. Love is a holy thing. But without stability, without a little bit of the midah, of the pachad, the yira, the gvura of Yitzhak, without the self-control, the Yitzhara can exploit your ava, to you can create your own religion. In the name of love. Alkein tzarech la'avod mitchila b'yira. So therefore, a person needs to start with yira. V'lichvosh ha'yitzhara b'yira. To tell the Yitzhara, you're not in control, I need to establish a foundation of self-control. As is known to those who attach themselves to tzaddikim. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. Right? But when the presence of someone bigger than you, even when you just have the awe and the pachad of being in the presence of a tzaddik, it grounds a person. It stabilizes a person. It reminds a person of what am I doing? What's my neshama doing in this world? You know, it's not about the World Cup. It's definitely not about the World Cup. But when I don't have access to tzaddikim, when I don't look at the face of the Piazetz Rebbe or Rav Kook or I don't know the Rav Soloveitchik, when I don't see big people, right? Even just looking at a picture of them, when I don't see big people, so then I become a little too chill. So I need to be grounded. I need to have yira. Va'achakach keshemuchzak b'tmimus u'b'tzidkus, and then once I have that foundation, right? Yavo achakach memelo l'midas ava. So then my ava can be a genuine expression of Avas Hashem. V'zeh ha'yekavanas Yitzchak. So this is what Yitzchak did for the Jewish people. Shalimedes b'nei adam leilech b'yira ba'avdus Hashem. Yisbarach. Yitzchak taught people the midah of yira, because that was his midah. V'hodiyah lahem, and he taught them, maybe not even through his words, but just simply through his presence. She'is din v'is dayan ba'olam. That there is judgment, and there is a judge in the world. Life's not hefker, friends. We have to pay for our mistakes. Kizehu ha'avdus ha'emus. Because that's what it really means to be an eved. Right? The loving feeling is the relationship between us and Hashem of ben, of being like a child to Hashem. Parents' love for a child is not contained. It doesn't have limitations. Right? But the eved, who operates before the melech, carries himself with yira. So real avdus starts with yira Hashem. V'chein anachnu banov mechuyavim leilechach. And as the banim of Hashem, we have to be careful that we don't think that just because we're banim, we can get away with whatever we want. We have to be avadim also. B'tchila b'yira v'acharkach v'ava. K'nizkar le'al is mentioned above. So now we understand the pasuk. It's a beautiful pshat. It's such a beautiful pshat in the pasuk. V'eila toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham holiness Yitzchak. Here's how he reads it. Ready? V'eila toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham. Da. Perish. Zehaya ha toldos. Vahavlados shall Yitzchak ben Avraham. What comes from a Yitzchak ben Avraham? Shiaduo mufursum shemidaso haya lavodas hashemira. Hayaholada shalo acharkach Avraham. Eila toldos Yitzchak. What does Yitzchak give birth to? Avraham. Holy does Yitzchak. What's he saying? He's saying Yitzchak, Avraham, Yitzchak, what's the pshat? Yira tata, lower level yira. Then a person comes to Ava. And then a person comes back to Yitzchak again. He comes to higher level yira, what we call yira tzeromus, that awe that we were describing before Hashem. So let's see the words inside. Again. Avraham perish midas ha'ava. Shal yedei ha'odam holich ba'avdus Hashem yizbarach b'yira. Be'emes uvetmimus. Once again, I make myself a genuine eved Hashem. No lad la'odam Avraham, then a person comes to what? To a madriga called Avraham. Hainu midas ha'ava. Shabam emei l'ladam achakach. And that happens automatically. You don't have to work hard on it. You have to work hard on the Yiras Hashem. If you work hard on your Yiras Hashem, the Avas Hashem will flow naturally. And then, of course, what happens? Avram holidas Yitzchak Perush. Achar kach ba liyira ilah. So then that love will generate an even higher level of Yira, Yiras HaRomamus. So now, let's go back to the Rashi. Because Rashi said, who are these toldos? Yaakov and Esav ha'amurim b'parsha. So Yaakov and Esav, what are Yaakov and Esav as a spiritual idea? Of course, they were real people and they had midos. But as a general spiritual idea, when we think of kind of the split between the Jewish people and the world, it's sort of embodied by Yaakov versus Esav. Another way to refer to it, as we find in the Svarim HaKadoshim, is Yetzer Tov versus Yetzer Hara. Yaakov is Yetzer Tov, Esav is the world of Yetzer Hara. So take a look. Perish Rashi, Bruach Chatzos. So Rashi says, what's Rashi answering for us? Rashi's always coming to answer a question. So in Pnimius, what, you know what Rashi's answering for us? Why can't I start with Ava? If Avram Avinu led the way, if he was the first of the Avos, he began his journey with Ava. His Midah is Chesed. So why do I need Yiras Hashem? Why do I need Yiras Shemayim? Why do I have to start with Yitzchak to then come to Avram and then back to a higher level Yitzchak? Why do I have to start with Yira? Lama lo neilech ba'aschala b'midas Ava, midas Avram alav ha'shalom. Why can't I be like Avram Avinu? Why can't I make it all about the Ava? L'zem aram is Rashi. The answer is because, you know why? Because Yaakov ve'esav ha'amurim b'parsha. Because we live in a world of Yaakov and Esav. What does that mean? Perush, she Yaakov ve'esav ramzim al yetzer tov yetzer hara, kidi isu b'sifrei kodesh. What's Yaakov and Esav again? Those are symbolic of yetzer tov yetzer hara. Al kain lefi sheyesh yetzer hara b'olam, im yelech adam mitchila b'midas ava, yuchal chas v'shalom lipo b'kavim v'cholos ka'amar. And therefore, since we live in a world where we're still in the clutches of the yetzer hara, if we go all in on Ava, the Yetzer Hara is going to pervert that Ava. He's going to turn it into the wrongful type of chesed, into Gilei Arayos. He's going to take that love and he's going to make us rebel against Hashem with that love, as opposed to serving Hashem with that love. What's so interesting, and again, I'm only realizing now, the Gemara says about Avram Avinu that unlike most people who have a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, you know what Avram Avinu did? He turned his Yetzer Hara into another Yetzer Tov. So if you're all Yetzer Tov, then you could be Kulo Ava. Then you can live in a world of Chesed all the time. Right? But for most people who live in a world of Yetzer Tov, V'Yetzer Hara, of Yaakov and Esav, Ha'amurim B'Parsha, our Parsha, right? The Parsha that we're living in is a world of Yaakov and Esav. So therefore, we need to be very careful. Al-Kain, Tzarech Adam Mitchila, L'Haschel Avodasa B'Midas Ha'Yira, U'Misham Yavo Lidei Midas Ava Kanizkala. So therefore, we need to proceed with caution and make sure that we have a proper foundation of Yira before we try racing off to Madrigos of Av. Let's give out the pshat. It's a great pshat. Okay, let's jump ahead a little bit. Let's find out about why we learn Gemara. Yes? Again, Yishmael becomes that perversion of Avram Avinu.
But he just says, the Jew is never meant to be what Avram is predicted. And Yitzchak came as Yitzchak he was, and then Yaakov, all the Shvatim came to Yaakov. And it's quite famous to be part of Esav, who is exactly the opposite of what Yaakov
wrote. Right, how could it? Right. Well, no, he's not the opposite. Esav's not the opposite of Yitzchak. He's actually very much like Yitzchak. But instead of channeling that gvura towards inner strength, he uses that gvura externally to be a hunter, to be a fighter. Right. So, right, right. Yeah. But he had the strength. He had the midah. He just didn't. He didn't know how to use it properly, which is sad. Which is a painful. That's why Yitzchak loved him so much. Yitzchak believed in him. He wanted to make him into a something. Okay, let's turn to page Ayin Dalid. V'yigdalu hana'arim. The boys are born, they're getting a little older. V'yihi Esav ish yodeya tzayid, and Esav is a yodeya tzayid. He's a hunter. Page Ayin Dalid. It It's interesting. What's the gematria of the word Sayyid?
104.
Why is that number interesting for Esav? Going back to what Dovi was just saying. What's the gematria of Yitzchak? I'm happy at least you know how to guess the right numbers. That also makes me happy. In 2 years from now, you'll have these numbers down clear. Just stick around. 208. Yitzchak's 208. And what is Esav? He's a Yodei Tzayid. Tzayid's 104. So he's half. What does it mean he's half? Why is he half? It's exactly what Dovi's saying. He had the midah. He took it in the wrong way, right? He got like half of it. He got the midah, but he didn't use it right. I mean, he's half of what his father was or wanted him to be. He talks about that number, by the way, in this week's parsha. We're not going to get to see it inside, so I'll just mention it. Okay, so Vayigdulu Hana'arim, and Esav is a Yodei Tzayid. So ready for this? If you never heard this one before, this is interesting. And there's a lot of Chanukah here, but we're not going to talk about it now. There's a lot of Chanukah here. Friends, Esav had a tattoo. Esav had a tattoo. Anyone heard this before? Esav had a tattoo. Is Sir Pinson talk about this? Esav's tattoo? Targum Unkelis, al ish tzayid. Unkelis says on the words ish tzayid, gevar nach shirchan. Gevar nach shirchan. Okay. A hunter. But that word nach shirchan, reisi b'tziunim al targum azeh, it's brought in some sources commenting on this word, Nach Shirchan, they say, and again we have early sources that say this, that Nach Shirchan is like Nachash and Yerech. Shahayedemus Nachash Chokuk al Yerecho. Esav had a snake tattoo on his thigh. Right? Ariel made the right face. That's it. That's exactly the right facial expression for Esav's snake tattoo on his thigh. Okay? Did he ride a motorcycle? I don't know. I have yet to find that source. But he had a snake tattoo on his thigh. Why a snake? Why his thigh? There's a lot of Torah here. There's a lot of Torah here. But let's let our Rebbe talk. Maybe we'll talk again more about this another time. Yesh eil lokai milin. So I have what to say about this. Says our Rebbe, "Ki kol magma sar shel Esav shenaga bekaf yerecho." So first and foremost, snake on the thigh. Well, the snake is the nachash hakadmoni. The snake is the root of all yetzahara. Right? If Esav is sort of the embodiment of yetzahara, so of course he feels a strong shaychus, a strong connection to the snake. Why on the yerech? Well, it's not by chance that when Saro shel Esav fights against Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayishlach, where does he strike him? In the kaf shel yerech. He strikes him in the thigh. Right? The Saro shel Esav naga b'kaf yerecho, who struck Yaakov Avino in the kaf yerech. Shera shelo yochel laso shum davar Yaakov. When he saw that he couldn't get Yaakov, he wasn't going to defeat him, but he took a cheap shot. He knew he was losing. Saro shel Esav lost. Yaakov won, and that's why he was given the name Yisrael. Right? A total victory over the Saro shel Esav, who, by the way, is the ultimate, you know, malach of Ra. It sounds like it's a particular malach of Esav. It's more than just a particular malach. It's the Satan. He was fighting the Satan. You know how I know Yaakov was fighting the Satan? You know how I know? Yeah, gematria, that's right. When Chanukah comes, I can't stop with the numbers, so you'll be moichel me. If you don't like the numbers, you'll have to just, I don't know, switch to a different shir for the next month, or learn to like the numbers. What's the gematria of Yaakov? 182. What's the gematria of Yisrael? His new name after he defeats Saro shel Esav? How much is Yisrael? 541. What's the difference between 541 and 182? 369. How much? 541 and 182? 359. 359. Chaver, what's 359? Who did he defeat? If you're the Satan, what's the matter of Satan? 359. What happens when you defeat your enemy? You take the spoils of war. Take the spoils of war. What do you mean? You defeat. He was Yaakov. He defeated Satan. Now he owns Satan. Yaakov plus Satan, his dominance of the Satan, now he becomes Yisrael. Now he becomes Yisrael. Right? He defeated the enemy. Nachash is 358. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. So is Mashiach. So there's a lot going on there. Yeah. There's a lot going on there. Yeah, the Satan is, yeah. Okay, definitely a lot going on there. Fine. So why did he hit him in the thigh, though? It was a cheap shot. He was losing, right? He was losing the fight, and he threw a cheap shot just to leave his mark, so to speak. Why the thigh? What do the thighs represent? Okay, so let's see. Shirah shalo yachol lasos shum davar liyakov lebalbelo somi avodaso. He saw he's not going to actually defeat Yaakov. Rak al yedei Torah shabal peh. But he figures, I can try to pervert Torah shabal peh. What does that mean? Lil mod shalo lishma lepalpel ulehisyair. However, the danger of Torah shabal peh is the danger of our own humanity and our own gaiva. See, Torah Shebichsav I can't touch. I can't add to Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is untouchable. How many pesukim are there in the Chumash? 5,845. How many letters are there in the Torah? That can't be changed. 304. They say 304.805. But I told you, I found that recently. It's really 304.801. Okay, but that's not changeable. Every Torah has that magic number. Book of Torah B'yas. That you can't negotiate with that. Torah Shebaal Peh is forever expanding. You say a pshat in Tosfos, that's called Torah Shebaal Peh. That's called Torah Shebaal Peh. Your interpretation. Rabbi Kiva Eger comes along and says, here's how I learn the sugya. Rabbi Chaim Brisker comes along and says, here's how I learn the sugya. The Chazon Ish comes along and says, here's how I learn the sugya. That's called Torah Shebaal Peh. The danger of Torah Shebaal Peh, therefore, is what? That I could feel like, oh, I look how I, show off my brilliance in Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is set. I could try to interpret Torah Shebichsav. That's also called Torah Shebaal Peh. You understand? So the danger of Torah Shebaal Peh is that I could learn for all the wrong reasons. I could learn Gemara to look stark, to be smarter than my friend, to be smarter than my Rebbe. I could learn Torah Shebaal Peh for all the wrong reasons. Look what he says here. Lilmod shalo lishma lepalpel ulezyair. I can turn Torah Shebaal Peh into nothing other than another intellectual arena to show off my skills. I'm smart in math. I'm smart in science. I'm smart in Gemara. Ki zeh ikar hamilchama. Because that's really, we have to remind ourselves, why am I doing this? What do I want from Eidei Chasima Karti? What do I want from Eidei Mesira Karsi? What do I want from this whole thing? What do I want from Tosfos and Daf Dalet? What do I want? I want to be able to feel smart that I chapped what the Riff and the Ron were saying? That's what I want? Or I want to be close to Hashem? It's hard sometimes. We forget. Why did I learn Gemara? I have to pause for a second and say, I'm doing this to understand how God thinks. Oh, that's what you want from it? Then very good. Gevaldik. Gemara will wash you out. But Gemara can be, it's much easier to be a Baal Gaiva, in Torah Shebaal Peh. A person could, right, was that Kal Lemaod? It's very easy, he says, Lilmo Torah Shebaal Peh Shalo Lishma. Ki Adua Bavonoseinu HaRabim Bidur Hazeh. I don't know what exactly he's referring to, but he's definitely giving a Musar Shmuz to someone. He says, as I see in our times. Right. 1700s. No, he's not. I don't think he's going after. I don't think that's what he's going after. He's not going after the Enlightenment. He's going after whatever, the early. No. He's talking within our. No, he's fighting the battle, the early battle of Hasidus. He's fighting what, again, the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mezrich, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, which is really the first Hasidic Sefer ever printed. Toldos Yaakov Yosef screams all day about people who learn that's nothing to do with God, and that's what he's yelling about. Right? He's yelling about people who just use the Gemara as a tool, lepalpel, just to find it, whatever, engaging, interesting, lisyaher, and to become haughty from it. It's a real danger. I don't know people who, you know, we know stories, unfortunately, of people, big minds, who learned in the Volozhin Yeshiva, who weren't from afterwards, and continue to learn. There's stories of people sitting, smoking a cigarette on Shabbos in front of a Gemara, because they enjoyed the process of learning. Smoking a cigarette on Shabbos, or learning Gemara in the bathroom. Interesting read, you know? It's a good puzzle to try to solve. Right? So that's what he's talking about. He's saying, how does this happen? The Yetzirah somehow perverts Torah Shebaal Peh and makes it that a person learns it for all the wrong reasons. Shekama'at ein gam echad sheyilmod Torah l'shma. Because there's essentially no one who learns Torah l'shma, l'shem pa'ala. Very rare to find someone who learns Torah really for Torah's sake. You learn it for your sake. We learn it for ourselves. Right? And if we get good at it, we start to enjoy it more because we like doing things that we're good at. We like to feel smart. But all of that is very, you know, dangerous. That's part of the trap of the Yetzirah, the Nachash. And that actually moves a person away from Hashem. Don't ever forget the Gemara in Maseches Yoma that says that Torah could be a Sam Chaim or a Sam Misa. Torah is neutral. Torah is neutral. Torah is heilig. Torah is holy. Torah is good. Ain't tov el Torah. Brachos daf hey. There's nothing good in this world other than Torah. True. But don't forget, Maseches Yoma, I think, daf ayin beis. Don't forget, Torah can be life or Torah can be death. Torah can be poison. You can use Torah as a weapon. You can use Torah to think you're better than everyone else. It's a very scary thing. You can use Torah, you get so busy with Torah that you forget how to be a person. It's a scary truth. V'zeh yadua mizohar mishpatim. This is what we find in the Zohar, in Parshas Mishpatim. The Zohar says, Shahatanayim nikra'o yirechayim. What do we find in the Zohar? That the Tanayim, that the teachers of Torah Shebaal Peh, the authors of the Mishnah, are called yirechayim, are called the thighs. It's interesting. In the calendar year, just think about it for a second, we have the three big holidays, the Shlosh Regalim. Right? We have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And then we have Chanukah and Purim. So where do they correspond, or how do they correspond to the body? Well, think about the personalities that correspond to them. So the right arm is Chesed, is Avram, is what, Yom Tov? Pesach. Avram is Pesach. The left arm is Yitzchak, is Shavuos. The torso, Tiferes, is Yaakov Avinu, is Sukkot. The right leg and the left leg correspond to Purim and Chanukah. Holidays that are Dirabanan, Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh. Netzach and Hod. Netzach and Hod. So the Tanayim, right? Torah Shebaal Peh is somehow over here. Torah Shebaal Peh gives sort of the legs to the Torah. Also, legs obviously can walk and move things forward. Torah Shebaal Peh, like I said, is always unfolding. It's always moving forward. It's always growing. It's always developing. Torah Shebichsav is in its place. Torah Shebaal Peh has the ability to create and to be new and to move. Okay? But the Zohar says explicitly that the Tanayim are what? That the Tanayim are called Yirechayim. You know who else is called Yirechayim? When we say Eitz Chayim Hi, L'machazikim Ba, right? L'machazikim Ba, to those who uphold the Torah, right? So Chazal say again, that refers to people who support Torah are like the legs of Torah. So why did the Sarah Shal Esau, why did the Satan take a cheap shot at Yaakov? Yaakov is Torah. Right? Torah Avoda Gemilas Chasadim. Who's Gemilas Chasadim? Avraham. Who's Avoda? Yitzchak. Who's Torah? Yaakov. Why did he hit Yaakov in the legs? He was attacking Torah Shebaal Peh. He was attacking, like it says in the Zohar, the Tanayim are called Yirechayim, are called the thighs. Or like the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Chamuke Yirechayich. How beautiful are your thighs, which is a reference again to Talmidei Chachamim, to those who learn. So now, Vizeu Ish Yodeya Tzayid, says the Unkel, says the Targum, Gvar Nach Shirchan. Gvar Nach Shirchan. A person who had what? Who had a snake on his thigh. Why did Esav have a snake tattoo on his thigh? Ratza Lomar, Shebezeh Yodeya Latsud Es Abrios. That's exactly how Esav was tzayed. That's how he would trap. He would trap what? He would trap Talmid Chachamim. Shaloyin Dima Torah Shebaal Peh Chidushei HaTanayim HaNekram Yerechayin Bezuah Mas HaNachash. He tried to what? He tried to implant the Nachash on the thigh. We should spend a lot of time in the Beis Medrash and have nothing to do with Hashem. Nothing to do with Hashem. We don't stop for a second to think. I'm learning Maseches Gittin, spending hours a day thinking about Maseches Gittin because I want to be close to you, Hashem. That's all you have to do to reframe the whole thing. Right? But how many people are doing that? How many people show up for morning Seder and say, yeah, of course, what do you mean? I'm learning because Torah's a mitzvah. But come on, let's be honest for a second. How many people are really stopping and learning Torah Hashem because it's Torah Hashem? Or it's the trend, it's the thing to do, I don't know. In high school I was into basketball or hockey, and now I'm into learning, because that's what the chevra is doing. And when you graduate, what happens when you graduate from yeshiva and you go and you get a job? So then the thing will be to get a nice car and buy a bigger house. I'm serious, it's a scary game, and the Nachash is very good at attacking the Yerach. The Yitzhahara abuses us and takes advantage of us to what? To become, again, Yuhara means haughtiness. Ulakanter, to put other people down. However, you know what the Gemara says about Lima Torah Lo Lishma? There's two Gemaras. One Gemara is in Maseches Psachim and says what? Mitoch Shalo Lishma Balishma. Use Lo Lishma as a stepping stone, as a step stool to get to Lishma. It's okay, Lo Lishma has a place because it helps you to graduate to Lishma. That's one Gemara. What about the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin? You know what the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin? A person who learns Torah Lo Lishma, it would have been better if your mother had a miscarriage and you would never have come to this world. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos says, whoa, Tosfos on Brachos Yud Zayin. Tosfos says, whoa, hold on a second. Didn't we learn in Psachim Daf Nun that Mitoch Shalo Lishma Ba Lishma? I thought Lo Lishma has a place. And now you're telling me Lo Lishma, it would be better I didn't even exist if I learned Lo Lishma? Famous Tosfos, you know what Tosfos says? There's two types of Lo Lishma. Lo Lishma for kavod. If you like learning Lo Lishma, it's not really about the Torah, but you do it for your own honor. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel smart. Okay, it's not really what learning's about, but okay, it has a place. But if, God forbid, you learn, and it's not about feeling good, using the Torah to make yourself feel good, but to make others feel bad. Lakanter, the word he just used here, lakanter, to put others down. In other words, it's not just you feeling, you know, good about yourself, but it's about you feeling good compared to someone else. Then the Gemara says, Hashem says, I don't need you to use my Torah like that. That's taking my Torah and making a weapon out of it, and Hashem says, I'd rather you not even exist. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? So we have to be very careful. Hashem yizakenu lihiskasher ba'or ha-Torah le'or ba'or ha-chayim. Amen. Hashem should help us to attach ourselves to Torah in the right way. Okay, so this is the part of the secret why Esau had the tattoo on his thigh, because the Nachash is always trying to attack the thigh. We have to remind ourselves why we learn Torah b'chlal, what we want from it at all. Okay, yeah. Again, because the thigh represents, again, we have many sources that tell us the thigh represents Talmid HaChachamim. The thigh is the Tanayim, right? Torah Shebaal Peh. So the snake on the thigh means that Esav, the Yetzer Hara, tries to attack us specifically in Torah Shebaal Peh. It's very easy to exploit, you know, my religiosity of Torah Shebaal Peh. Yeah.
Two things. One, I think this connects really well with commentary that last year or 2 years ago about how they were 6 weeks were like okay with Torah as a Chachma, but Torah as a Torah.
Right.
And that's like what
as wisdom. Torah as wisdom. As ideas. Yeah. Watch my that Torah Hashem. That's the whole point. No Sein HaTorah. Right? Make a bracha on the nose in Torah, the one who gave us the Torah, not just the Torah itself. The giver, Hashem. Yeah.
And then on the previous piece, how we're not supposed to start like Abraham with Alava because we're in Shabbat.
Right.
So, how is that? You can see. see the same thing with Yira, which I'm looking up, because then there's Ethav.
Yeah.
In both regards, we can trip.
Yeah.
So it's...
Inachanami.
So, why then choose... what's the... I guess the pro of Yira that gets...
Because it's easier to... Again, if you take the gvura of Yitzchak and you misuse it, you know you're abusing it. But if you take the Ava of Avram, it's much easier to convince yourself. It's much easier to convince yourself, I think. I think it's easier to pervert the Ava of Avram than it is the gvura of Yitzchak. I hear what you're saying. You're saying each one can be perverted, and we see that. Right? Yishmael perverted Avram's message, and Esav perverted Yitzchak's message. So we see this process of getting the soulless out.
Just an example of thing, the Muslims have holy war. That's very
right.
Worth it.
Right.
And to them, that's a very holy thing.
That's a holy thing, yeah. I don't know. I hear. I guess we have to start with, Sur Me Rav Aseh Tov. Start with the foundation of Yira. It's grounding. It's more foundational, I guess. I don't know. Here. Yeah.
Zion means to do with being an extension of risk.
For sure. Simna yadcha tachas yirechi, right? When Eliezer takes a shua, place your hand under my thigh, Rashi says he was making him take a shua on the bris. So for sure. Netzach, hod, and yesod all go together. Netzach and hod are the two legs, somewhat interchangeable, but netzach is usually the right leg, hod is the left leg. Right leg is Purim, left leg is Chanukah, and then Bris Milah is Yisod. So that whole area, Netzachot Yisod, yeah, has a lot to do with Torah Shabbal Peh, and it's exploited by the Nachash. Okay, what time is it? Let's do one more? Yeah, let's do one more. We'll do one more. Okay, let's just do, skip the next piece, and then just go to the one right after that. Maybe it's Ode B'Pasuk Hanal. Ayin Hay. Okay. Ode B'Pasuk Hanal, Tirgim Unkelis, that one? Al Kitzayed B'Piv. Arei Mitzidei Hava Ochil. Kitzayed B'Piv means that Yitzchak loved Esav, because mitzidei from his trappings hava ochel, he ate. Yitzchak ate Esav's food. That's why he loved him so much. V'rifko hevesas Yaakov. But the pasuk says Rifko loved Yaakov. V'nira lila dakte gam kol mafarshim hikshu. What? What's going on here? Eich navin zos Yitzchak atzadik oves harasha avur zesha ochel mitzido. You're telling me that Yitzchak didn't realize that Esav was Esav, and because he ate the delicious food that he cooked him, so therefore what? That's why he loved him. That overshadowed all of the wickedness of Esav. How could that be? V'nira shabala rameis, again similar to a yisod we saw earlier. Hinei ksiv ahavta es Hashem b'chol levavcha. V'avta es Hashem b'chol levavcha. Love Hashem with all of your levavcha. Chazal explained in the Gemara in Brachos Nandalid, b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha. The goal is to serve Hashem with your yetzer tov and your yetzer hara. Yetzer tov v'yetzer hara. How do you serve Hashem with Yetzer Hara? It's different than what we said before. Avram took his Yetzer Hara and made it into another Yetzer Tov. But we're actually supposed to serve Hashem with Yetzer Hara. How do we serve Hashem? How are we supposed to serve Hashem with Yetzer Hara? Avnam al derech ha-pashut. It's very simple. D'hainu sh'Yetzer Hara meisis as ha-adam lachto v'leilech achar shuris libo. The Yetzer Hara is very, very good at trying to convince you to what? To seduce you to sin, and to just follow the whims of the heart. But what does a person do? A person defeats the Yetzer Hara. He suppresses it. He doesn't listen to him. And he says to the Yetzer Hara, "Sheyelich Yetzer Hara Sham. Leave me alone. Go bother a Rasha. You think I'm going to do that? I'm not going to do that. Go find the Rasha to pick on. Go bother someone else." Kedisa b'medrash hanelam, like you find in the writings of the Zohar, on the pasuk, halo chol ha'aretz lefanecha, he parade na me'alai. When Avram says to Lot, what do you want from me? Let's spread out. Why should we be fighting all the time? Why should our shepherds be fighting all the time. Whichever way you go, I'll go the opposite way. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. You parade in the male line, get out of here. Spread out a little bit. So we're supposed to say to the Yetzirah, get out, what do you want from me? You think I'm not your chaver. I'm not the type of guy that you're going to get. Go find someone else to bother. So by defeating the Yetzirah in that way, and sending away the Yetzirah, that's how you serve Hashem with your Yetzirah. But listen to the punchline. But if you can get the Yetzirah to leave you alone, and you can become your best self, you've got him go bother the Rishayim, then what? And you, as the tzaddik, can start to develop a wholesome avodas Hashem, because you got the Yitzhara away, you chased him away, now you have the space to develop yourself. And now without the Yitzhara chirping in your ear, you can become a big person. So then, well, you know what you can do afterwards? Not only have you given yourself space to develop and get rid of the Yitzhara, but then you can become the type of person who can now go on offense, and those Rishayim who the Yetzihara, again, the easy prey that the Yetzihara has been busy with, you can go now and hopefully be Makar of those people and bring them back to the side of Kedusha. You can bring them back in Tshuva. Umotze es bil'o mipiv. And you can snatch, right? You can snatch, so to speak, whatever the Yetzihara has in his mouth. Whatever he's about to consume. Right? Whatever he's about to swallow. You can grab it out of his mouth. And now you eat his trappings. What do you mean? He was busy catching these Rishayim, but now you steal them away at the last minute and you bring them back to Kedusha. So thank you for rounding up the Rishayim for me, Yetzirah. You made it easier for me to now be Makar of them. Ratzalomar, Mashitzad Hayetzahara, Mashitzad Hayetzahara, as Nishmas Harasha, Motzi Hatzad the Kachakach. That which the Yetzahara trapped. Right, the neshama of the Rasha, the tzaddik comes and he sets him free, umachzira l'kedusha, and he becomes a big enough tzaddik, but now he can bring people back. So now, this is what's hinted to in our pasuk. V'zeh merum is the pasuk. V'yahav Yitzchak peirish es ha-kadosh baruch hu ahav. V'yahav Yitzchak, Yitzchak loves Hashem. He didn't love Esav. Okay. V'yahav Yitzchak, Yitzchak loved. V'ahav to es Hashem l'kecha. He loved. Like a Jew should love. He loved Hashem. Es Esav, Chaver, what does the word S mean in the Torah? Ve'eila shemos b'nei Yisrael haba'im mitzrayma Es Yaakov. How do you translate the first pasuk in Shemos? Ve'eila shemos b'nei Yisrael. These are the names of the family of Israel. Haba'im mitzrayma, coming to Mitzrayim. Es Yaakov. With Yaakov. These are the names of Yaakov's children who came to Mitzrayim with Yaakov. Right? A sometimes means with. Aleph Tav means sometimes with. So Ve'yahav Yitzchak, Yitzchak loved Hashem. Ace. Right? Ve'yahav Yitzchak, es Esav, he loved with Esav. What does it mean, Ratzalomar? Im ha-Yitzahara ha-Nikra Esav. He loved Hashem with the Yitzahara. How do you love Hashem with the Yitzahara? Kasher kasavdu b'drush ha-kodim lezel, as I mentioned earlier. Kasher pirashtu drashas chazal b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha. Yitzchak was the type of person who knew how to love Hashem even with an Esav, with a Yetzirah. V'yitzir tov u'v'yitzirah. Hainu shelo ratza lishmo b'kol ha-yitzirah masiso. He served Hashem with the Yetzirah by not listening to the Yetzirah and his temptations. V'dachohu sheyelech etzor sham. And he sent him, go bother the Rasham, what do you want from me? And then afterwards, of course, when Yitzchak became the big tzaddik that he was, acharei zeh ksiv kitzayid bepiv. What does that mean? As Uncle has said, arei mitzedei haveachel. Because in the end, what happens? The tzaddik comes back and he eats the Yitzchak. He eats his trappings. What does that mean, he eats his trappings? He says here something a little bit Kabbalistic. Ochel hu lashon zivug, aderech es alechem asher hu ochel. Kafi Perish Rashi Sham Ratzalomar, Shaasi Yichudim Vizivugim Al Yede Shahelani Totos, Shahotzi Bilomi Piv Shalyetzahara, Vihekser Sarasham Bichuva Kaniskal. Fine, we can't explain what that means right now. A little bit I could say, but I don't really even know what it means, so fine. Achein, however, Rifko Lohaisa Madrega Zo Kolkach Lavoda Sashemis Bach Bietzahara Kietzah. But Rifka says, I'm not convinced that we should be busy trying to makar of the Yetzirah. Rivka says, I grew up in a home of Rasham. I'm not so confident, Rasham, we're going to end up so good in the end. B'su'a Lavan. Rivka says, let's focus on what? Let's focus on Yetzer Tov. Yitzchak says, I can love even with Esav. I can love with the Yitzhara. I can love Hashem with the Yitzhara. But Rivka Oheves es Yaakov. Rivka says, let's focus on the Yetzer Tov. Let's focus on what's right. There's enough to do over there. Achen Rivka lo haisav madrega zo kol kach lavodas Hashem Yisbach v'yitzahar ki Yitzchak. Rivka said, I'm not at such a high level to serve God with the Yitzhara. Halavai, I should serve God with the Yetzer Tov. Rakavodasa haya b'yetzer atov levad. And that's what the pasuk says, v'rivka oheves es Yaakov. She loved Yaakov. She loved the Yetzer Tov. Ratzalomar sha'avasal Hashem Yisbach lo haya rak es Yaakov levad. Dahainu ha'yetzer tov. Let's be careful. If we're going to start trying to, you know, steal things back from the Yitzhara, we're going to try to be Makai, the biggest Shah, we have to be very careful. Let's halavai, we should surround ourselves with Yitzhar Tov. That was Rivka's approach. But Yitzhak, in a certain way, right, is the one who's got this bigger perspective. And that's why the Gemara says in Shabbos that at the end of days, Yitzhak's going to be the one to really bring Mashiach. Because at the end of days, when there's some Jews who've, you know, Uvao Ovdin Be'eretz Asher of Hanidachin Be'eretz Mitzrayim, people who've really strayed very far, it's really Yitzchak who has that perspective, the eyes to say, I don't give up on a Jew, I didn't give up on Esav, I don't give up on anyone. Right? The Gemara says, Hashem's going to say to Avram, what do you want with your kids? My kids, they're not my kids. Yaakov, you can help Klai Yisrael, not my problem. Yitzchak's the one who says, Hashem, I'll split it with you. Palgi alive, a palgi alach. We'll split it. We'll split the responsibility. Yitzchak never gave up on. There's a lot of deep things here that Yitzchak never gave up on Esav. Let me do one last line, just very strong. Turn. I don't know how to help you find it. Can you help you find it? Just you have to get to one thing by the brachos at the end of the parsha. So much here. Hakol kol Yaakov ayadayim yidei Esav. Let's see. It's part of a. It's like just two lines in the middle of a piece, but it's. It's a big chizik, and it's kedai for us to see. On page Pei Hei. Page Pei Hei, the bottom right-hand corner. Od b'pasuk hanal. What does Yitzchak say when Yaakov comes in? He's disguised as Esav. Hakol kol Yaakov, v'yadayim yidei Esav. However, just one very short little idea. How is kol spelled in the Torah? So the first time, hakol, kol Yaakov, the first time is spelled kuf lamed. The second time is spelled kuvav lamed. Hakol, kol. The first kol is spelled as if it says what? Kal. And it's on the kudos in the Torah. Hakol, kol Yaakov, v'yadayim yidei Esav. So what do Chazal say about that? Right? Those are juxtaposed because they're opposites. When the kol Yaakov, and the voice of Yaakov is strong, then what? Then we take away the Yadayim of Esav. But when the Kol Yaakov is weak, then what? Then the Yadayim of Esav are strong. But the problem is, it says, HaKol Kol Yaakov, V'ha Yadayim of Esav. It sounds like when the voice of Yaakov is strong, the hands of Esav are also strong. Right? So the Vilna Gaon also read between the words and said, well, I got to look how it's spelled here. Look how it's written here. Look at the word Kol. The first Kol is written what? Kal. So look what he writes here. HaPereshu Kach. Kishakal chas v'shalom akol Yaakov. When the voice of Yaakov is what? Not cold. When it's kal. When it's what? When it's light. When it's not strong. When you're half asleep during Seder. Right? That makes us weak. When the voice of Yaakov is not powerful. Ratzalomar she'eno memula b'dechilu urechimu. Going back to what we learned earlier. That my Torah is not filled with dechilu means yira. Rechimu means ava. If my Torah is not filled with Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem, with Techilu Rechimu, with Yira and Ava, v'yachi kutshabrichu shchinte, if I don't see my Torah as holding up the world, of unifying the worlds, of being miyachid kutshabrichu shchinte, Hashem and His people below, then azay chas v'shalom, garmim shayadayim yideitzav. When the Kol Yaakov is Kal, we don't take our own voice in Torah and Tefillah seriously, so then Esav gets the upper hand. But if the voice of Yaakov is not kal, is not light, is not weak, but is heavy. Rather, when a Jew is energized, when his tefillah is strong, when his learning is strong, right? When his voice is powerful. When it's a real kol, spelled kovav lamed, like it's spelled the second time. When it's a Kol Yaakov, Oz, Eini Yadayim Yedei Esav. She'ein lo shum shlita. And Esav has no upper hand over us. And he can't do anything to us. Ukedrashas Chazal calls Mancha Kol Yaakov. And the voice of Yaakov is a real voice. When it's Malay and it's full, Oz, Eini Yadayim. Then the hands of Esav have no upper hand. And he ends with just a final line, and it connects us again to Hanukkah. V'haya beis Yaakov Eish, u'beis Yosef Lahava. What does the pasuk say in Ovadia? It says that Yaakov's family is supposed to be an Eish. And the family of Yosef is supposed to be a Lahava. Lahava means a leaping flame. Right, what's the end of the pasuk? Beis Esav is? Esav's Kash, right? Kash, we said, is 400 again. Esav is Kash. When the family of Yaakov and Yosef is on fire, when we're passionate about what we're doing, then base Esav Lakash, and it's very easy to keep the upper hand over Esav. But when we're schlepping around, when we're not enthusiastic about the schus of being a Yid, of learning Torah, of davening, of doing mitzvos, and lavaleinu, right, then it's very easy for Esav, big, you know, strong Esav with his brutish force to take advantage of us. All right, so we should be zeicha. Should be zeicha to be on fire for Hashem. Yeah.